When Brandi Chastain kicked the winning goal and peeled off her jersey and celebrated the U.S. defeat of China in the Women's World Cup 4 years ago, many people thought the era of professional women's soccer in this country was about to blossom. But that has not been the case. Regular season attendance at Women's United Soccer Association games has steadily declined in the last 3 years, and when the Washington Freedom meets the Atlanta Beat in Sunday's WUSA championship game, will anybody be watching? And what about the WNBA? Have those women fared any better? Let's ask Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport, who joins us from Chicago. Hi, Ron.
Hi, Linda.
So, how bad are things for the WUSA?
Well, as you say, the Women's Pro League plays its title game in San Diego Sunday, and it isn't exactly high on our radar screen. I think partly this has to do with soccer's problems as a spectator sport in this country generally. We haven't heard a lot from the men's league either, I'm sure you'll agree. I mean, it is clear that women's sports in general are having trouble generating an audience. And the WNBA, as you point out, is the biggest thing that we can point to. It's had trouble with attendance. Its numbers are down, too, this year. Trouble attracting a television audience. The players were considering a strike because they don't feel they were being paid enough. Two teams have gone out of business. Two more have moved. They just can't get any momentum going. And this is with all the support that the NBA can possibly give it, and it's been giving it a lot.
Well, now, back in the dawn of time, you know, way before you were born, of course, Ron, Americans didn't watch pro football. I mean, it was years into the nationally televised games before football really began to build into the powerhouse it is now. I mean, aren't new sports phenoms just really hard to sell?
Well, that's exactly what women's sports executives are saying. That building a fan base takes time. They point not only to football, Linda, but also to the NBA, which for many years played in small crowds before small crowds in small towns. But you know what? This is a different era, and time may be the one thing they don't have. You have to build an audience quickly because so much money goes into generating and promoting these sports.
Well, now, Ron, I'm working here at being a credit to my gender, so I want to raise something else too. Isn't it true that just about everything, with the exception of NASCAR and the possible exception of the NFL, is also down? I mean, the All-Star Game, all-time low, viewership was down. Also down for the NCAA Championships, the World Series last year, Wimbledon, except for the Williams sisters, golf, except for Annika Sorenstam.
Well, that points to the problem, is that there are so many choices on television. But that doesn't really help women's sports very much, does it?
No.
I mean, they're fighting to get its little sliver, to get its little share, but they're fighting the same problem. There are so many choices out there, so many things to do, rather than watch the NBA on one hand or the WNBA on the other.
The big stars of tennis and golf, who are women, I mean, they do draw. Maybe it's team sports. Do you think there's something about the United States of America and team sports? It was not so long ago that playing team sports was actually illegal for girls in some states.
When you get to that point, when we start talking about that, it seems to me that there is one very positive aspect of what's been happening here that maybe we ought to talk about just a little bit so it's not all gloom and doom here. And the real result of the women's sports revolution can be seen in the fact that since Title IX came into effect 30 years ago, the number of women competing in those very team sports you're talking about, in high school, in colleges, and in other youth sports leagues, has gone up 10 times. Girls and their parents have a completely different attitude about sports now and about opportunities to play for them that are there now that never existed. And you know what? If it comes down to a choice between a few thousand women making money as professionals and tens of millions of women and girls playing sports, I know which one I'd choose.
Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Linda.
Ron Rappaport is sports commentator for Weekend Edition and a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.